GabFest Radio.
You're listening to The Ladies' Room. Say hi to your co-hosts, Marianne McQueen and Trish Trilli.
Good morning, and welcome to The Ladies' Room Radio Show. I am Marianne McQueen.
And good morning to you. This is Trish Trilli.
Trish Trilli, are you live in Atlanta?
I am live in Atlanta. Are you live in Hollywood?
Oh, God, yes, but I must admit, I think I'm sick of it already.
You live a very interesting life in Hollywood.
You know, the biggest issue I have is BS. We're not going to start the show with a downer, but I got to tell you, this is a place where you never know who's telling the truth. So whether it's a network, production, talent, and I use the term extremely loosely, I just got to tell you, I'm at a point where it just might be more fun to do a lot more radio and a lot less TV. That's just kind of what I'm thinking.
We should have a show that just talks about the industry and reality TV and kind of what you're doing right now before you tuck, tail, and run.
Yeah.
We need to learn about it before you sign off.
You know, it's interesting. I definitely have a book or seven in me, but I've got all those confidentiality agreements. And speaking of, can you hear that sound in the background?
I do.
That is the sound of Faith drinking water. So I'd just like to share that with everybody this morning. And hey, welcome back to the Ladies' Room Radio Show. I'm feeling very silly because I've had enough. I've just had enough. So, you know, it's an interesting day. There's lots of stuff. We're going to do some WTF news. We're going to talk about, you know, that's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot for those of you who have dirty, dirty minds.
I have a very dirty mind because I had not ever heard of
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Yeah. Foxtrot.
See, I was thinking dancing because that's, you know, just sort of where my head is. But anyway, yeah, we do have lots of news.
Got stories about women in Hollywood. We definitely will talk about Lay's new potato chip flavor. Naturally, we have a Starbucks story. And don't think this day is going to get away without a discussion of Renee Zellweger and her new face.
I think we should file a missing persons. Yeah, it's like she's not even the same person. But we'd like to remind our listeners that anytime during the show, you can call in and talk to Mary Ann and I if you have an opinion about Renee or the Starbucks line that's not going to be existing anymore. You can call in and talk to us at 310-919-4271.
That really is us. And on both Facebook and Twitter, it's The Ladies' Room Radio Show. But room is RM. Because if you can imagine, there were others who thought they could be a ladies' room.
Yeah, but they don't really compare to us.
No, they're just flushed down the toilet as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. they're dead to me.
They're dead. They're dead. They're smelly, stinky, and flushed.
Completely dead to me. You know what? I'm learning there's a lot of people dead to me lately. I'm sort of liking the new me. I like it.
I don't know. Have I been an influence on you? You were just ready. Well, you were just ready.
I was just ready. I'm a late bloomer, but I you know, it was time to say you're dead to me.
Some people just push you. They push you to a point of being dead. And again, we're good people, but I would much rather somebody say to my face, you're dead to me, or like a John Rivers, you're dead to me, versus, you know, the passive aggressive smile on your face, all that crap. But yeah, we'll cover a lot of that. I think.
Yeah, but you know, when you become dead to them, then you're automatically a crazy female. I mean, you know that, right? You're just crazy.
Honey, I've been crazy for as long as I can remember. When you have a strong personality, you're a big girl, and you sound like this, you're a crazy female. It's just that simple.
People should be afraid.
They should be afraid because I'm packing heat. So there you go. So this morning, sort of, you know, it's an interesting, there's, of course, the typical entertainment type news, you know, Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane is going to have his life detailed in a new comic book. Now, I got to think about that for a minute. So here's a guy that's definitely got a lot of great shows on Fox. He's the creator of Ted, and they're making Ted 2, the movie. Did you see Ted?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. You need to watch Ted, but do not.
I think I have it. You know what? I think I own it. I think my kids bought it.
It's not for kids.
Oh, I know. I know. I think my oldest little child bought it, and you know, I have fought with the youngest because she thinks it's a teddy bear thing, but I never did watch it because who's got time for that? I have to do everything else so they can sit around and watch movies and stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's one of those movies, but I'm trying to figure out how you make a movie about, or a comic book, I should say, about his life, and that's interesting. I don't know. I don't get it. Does it make any sense to you? It's kind of like saying your life is a comic book. I think your life is interesting, but a comic book?
Well, it's certainly a circus on most days, but I didn't even know that there were comic books still around. I don't know. I'm interested to see this. Maybe his life is more of a circus than ours, and it's kind of funny or dramatic, or maybe he's going to be a superhero in it, you know?
I don't know, but it should be interesting, and I really like Seth MacFarlane. I like his humor. I actually thought he did a good job when he hosted, I don't know if it was the Oscars or the Emmys at this point, but I think he's funnier than Neil Patrick Harris, but that's just me.
When I think of Neil Patrick Harris, I don't think of humor. I mean, I'm still thinking of Doogie Howser, but I just don't think he's funny, and I don't get that.
I just think it's all the same. I think that he's got this kind of sarcastic humor. I don't know. I think he's overexposed in the media, quite frankly. And I think he should go away for a little while after he hosts the Oscars.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris should go away for a little bit because he's been in everything.
Yeah.
I'm bored with him. He doesn't excite me. But I'm not gay. Maybe it's more of a gay thing. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it. And I'm not anti-gay to you a-holes out there who might think that. So there. In other news, which could be somewhat related to Fox, because most of Seth's shows are on Fox, there is now a new FX app, and it's called Simpsons World. You can watch every episode ever on, every Simpsons episode ever on this app. And all I say about that is, don't!
Timing.
It's all timing.
How much does this app cost? Do we know? Is it a free app? It wouldn't be a free app.
Yeah, you know, it might be because it would be smart to embed advertising right there in it. It would make sense because then they could package the ad sales, in reruns in the app. Makes sense to me, but I haven't downloaded it yet. So when I do, I'll let you know on an upcoming episode of the Ladies Room Radio Show.
It might interfere with your Candy Crush and Bejeweled time, but
maybe you can work
in a Simpsons episode or two.
I'll see. Might kill my battery on my iPhone 5. Unlike other people, I don't have the new iPhone 6.
I don't have it yet either. I can never find this stupid thing. But now, let's discuss this for just a second.
Sure.
Have you held the new iPhone 6 by any chance? Have you been around it and looked at it? It's gigantic. It's enormous. And I use my phone all day, every day. And I was just holding one last night. And I typically can hold it with one hand, my 5S that I have now, and use my thumb and text or do whatever I have to do with my thumb. There's no way that you can hold the iPhone 6, the Plus, and do anything. I mean, you would have to have, it requires two hands.
So I have a question. So
I can't text and drive.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't do that anyway.
Or put my makeup on, or curl my hair, or read a book.
So here's my question. The iPhone 6 Plus versus the iPad Mini, are they close to the same size?
Close enough, I would think. They're very, very... I don't know. I've not seen the 6. I've only seen the 6 Plus. The Mini is, that's why I'm not impressed. I have two. I, I don't I think we have three iPads in our house. And I have thought all along, it's just a big iPhone.
Right.
Why would I need it? So I don't use my iPad often. In fact, I didn't even want it when I got it this past Christmas. It was just a gift. And that was called when you run out of things to buy each other. But there is no, every time I have it, I just think it's my iPhone. It's not any different. So the iPhone 6 Plus is very, very big. And I'm not sure of the exact sizes, but I wouldn't say that it was too much smaller than a mini. I just wouldn't.
So would you say that size matters in this case?
I would say that size matters probably in every case.
Ah. So it's true. It's not just how you use your iPhone. It's
right. You're right.
But it can be too big like other things.
No.
Damn it. We're on the topic of
that.
Phallic type things again. Gosh,
okay. But there's new news. I think you've got something to tell us about Jeannie from the Block. Does she go by that anymore?
You know what? She just got a big old butt. I don't know. There's this contest between she and Kim Kardashian on who's got the bigger ass. But interestingly, you know, again, by the way, this is a great time to plug Vanessa McDonald. Oh God. Oh, I'm sorry, Vanessa. Vanessa McConnell's Vegas Report. V News, VNEWZ, which we'll do every Friday. And by the way, you should absolutely look at our Facebook page because we have a new caricature of Vanessa. Speaking of J-Lo signing a deal in Vegas, it's kind of interesting. I've always thought people go to Vegas when their careers are stalled or, you know, when they don't want to travel anymore. It's kind of like Britney. So Britney's got a $30 million deal in Vegas at Planet Hollywood. And now...
I did not know that. I had no idea that she...
Yeah. Britney is there. In some ways, I wonder whether it's a good thing for her because it's stable. She does about 93 shows a year. She gets paid extremely well for those shows. But now Jennifer Lopez has also signed a deal. She'll be getting slightly more money than Britney, except it all kind of evens out because she has to do more shows than Britney. But Jennifer Lopez now in Vegas. Now, I have to wonder, when you become a host of American Idol, and you also are going to now have a show in Vegas, a residency, if you will. Does that mean your career is over as a pop star?
Not until they ask her to come on Dancing with the Stars. Then it's all over.
Then it's over. So that's when the fat lady sings.
That is when she sings. That is, yeah, you know it's close to the end when you get an invite to Dancing with the Stars.
That's a really good point. That's a good point. So I guess that's the next move. And she's quite the dancer. And the worst thing that would happen to her is her signature ass might go down if...
But she danced. But that's originally what she was. Remember, she started out on In Living Color with the Wayans brothers. So she was. That was when she was Jeannie from the Block. So she was a dancer. And then she, I think, was a singer. And then she became an actress. And then she became Bennifer. And then she became Mama. And then the American Idol. And now she's Vegas. And what's next? I mean, you've done it all.
Another husband. That's
yeah. Well, she, poor Jennifer.
I've lost count of those husbands.
She has, yes, or engagements. I mean, there's been a lot.
I actually think engagements are horseshit. Can I? I did not mean to say that. Oh, I said that. Bleep. Horse poopy. Horse hockey.
Why? Tell me why.
Because I find these days everybody who's dating more than 3 months says, "This is my fiance. We're engaged. Or they're having a baby before they're married." There are some people who just say, "Oh, it's my fiance. We're engaged now." But they don't set a date. There's no ring. There's no anything. It's all horse poop.
Yeah, they. I don't think that's what you call an engagement. I think an engagement's after you get the ring from the proposal and you set a date and you're planning it happily ever after. But yeah, you're right. I don't understand the people that are engaged to like 4,000 people. Every 6 months, they're engaged to someone new.
It's exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't, think that maybe they're committed to that relationship too much.
No, it's just saying, I like you more than a girlfriend, boyfriend. We're not married, so
And I have no intentions on marrying you. I'm probably not going to marry you. It's probably only the female that ever says that that's her fiancé or that they're engaged. I'm guessing that the dude probably never utters those words. Would you think?
I think it goes both ways, and I think some of it is manipulation. I mean, I sound really...
manipulation.
Wah, wah, wah. And I think that because, again, this is so maybe the guy says it. Oh, baby, you're my fiancé. And that's
You don't believe him. Just don't believe him.
Just do my laundry. You know, wash my socks with your unmentionables. And so you're my fiancé, baby. I promise I'll be here always. But don't expect child support.
Yeah, and if the baby comes, it's all over with. And that's when the fat lady sings in the relationship.
Yeah, that's when suddenly I want a DNA test.
Yeah.
I've watched Maury. I know. All right, so if you've got strong opinions about this, again, feel free to give us a call, 310-919-4271. That's 310-919-4271. In New Jersey, call collect. Do it today. Operators are standing by. Just kidding.
1-800-257-1234.
Exactly. If you call that number right now, we don't know who that is, but hey, what the hell. The other thing that's worth mentioning is if you have comments, yes, we will allow you to comment or tweet to us on or at the Ladies Room Radio Show. Room is RM. So there you go. And here you are. And I'm thinking, since we've got so much to talk about, I think we're going to take a break. So when we come back, we've got a lot that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars. We have some real good feel-good stories. We're going to talk about the reality of reality. We're going to talk about women in Hollywood, Ebola checks, Oscar Pistorius, and more. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Ladies Room. We'll be right back in just a moment. Yeah. Did you ever wonder what they were really thinking? Welcome to the Ladies' Room.
Welcome back to the Ladies' Room Radio Show. I continue to be Marianne McQueen.
And as far as I know, I'm still Trish Twilley.
And speaking of Trish Twilley, let us talk about Dancing with the Stars, which is coming up very soon, November 1st, 7 o'clock. Tell us, give us the details.
It is coming up November the 1st at 7 o'clock. And Dancing with the Stars of Cobb County is a fundraiser where local celebrities, heroes, are trained by professional dancers. And mine is Bo Foyster from Dance Tech and Talent in Kennesaw, Georgia. And we will be dancing at the event at Lassiter High School Concert Hall. It's a brand new facility. It's a beautiful venue. We will be dancing, trying to raise money for Loving Arms Cancer Outreach. It's a nonprofit, local nonprofit. It was started about 3 years ago from two oncology nurses who just wanted to make the life of a cancer patient easier by helping out with the financial part of their cancer journey, by helping buy wigs, hats, scarves, medication, gas and grocery cards, maybe a support group. But we will be dancing, and we have been trying to get our votes up, and you can vote for us, and it's $1 a vote. But there are a couple different ways that you can do it. If you vote for me and you want to help me on the dance floor, you can text Cobb Star 2 to COBBSTAR and the number 2. You're going to text that to 71777. Again, that is Cobb Star 2 at 71777. You can go to Loving Arms website to get more information about this event at lovingarms.support, or you can call their number at 770-590-5153.
Now, let me just get this right, though. It is November 1st, 7 o'clock. Tell me the venue again.
The venue is Lassiter Concert Hall.
And how much are the tickets?
There was only a couple of the VIP gold, which is $40. Then I think they had like six of just the VIP, which is a prime seating. But general is $10. So for $10, you can come, and there's really not a bad seat in the house.
$10. So, and 100% of the proceeds go to
Loving Arms. Absolutely.
All right. I'm loving that. So everybody, if you've ever been touched by her, if it's not you or someone that you know, this seems like a good opportunity as any to give a little something. It doesn't take a lot. Give me that text information again. Everybody's texting all day.
Yes, that's what they're doing. It is Cobb Star and the number 2, COBBSTAR 2. And then you're going to text that to 71777.
Got it. All right. So let's move on. Tell me about, you had a feel-good story for me. I need a feel-good story.
I did have a feel-good story. You know, Ryan Seacrest is kind of a hometown guy. He is from Dunwoody, Georgia. I remember listening to him when he was way before he headed out your way to Hollywood on Star 94 when he was a radio DJ. He made a phone call this past week during On Air with Live with, is that what it's called? On Air Live with Ryan Seacrest, I think is what the official name is.
Yeah.
But he heard about a story from his former high school. And he was so impressed by what had happened during Dunwoody High School's homecoming that he called the principal. And it just so happened that during, I believe Ryan Seacrest was a freshman when the principal was a senior. They played football together. So he called because he heard about a story where there were two special needs students who were named Homecoming King and Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And they won in a landslide vote of their peers. It was Gus and Hannah. And if you saw the clip, it's precious. But he talked about it with On Air with Ryan Seacrest, and he said his mom was in town and with Ben, and they watched it together. But it was an unbelievable moment for these two students. And to me, in this day and age of bullying and things that go on in high schools where it's just unbelievable, the stories, to know that their peers kind of put them up on a pedestal for that night kind of made me feel good.
Oh, that is a sweet story. And where was that?
This is in Dunwoody, at Dunwoody High School. It's right, right outside of Atlanta.
Nice. We need more of those because actually just yesterday, a friend of mine who lives in Alabama, can't remember, she's in Birmingham or thereabouts, talk about bullying. Again, so we have a good story, and here's a story where her child felt bullied. Kid's about 8 or 9. And he decided he wasn't tolerating this anymore, and he hit the other kid who was bullying him and made that other kid bleed. P.S. They both got called to the office, and she asked my opinion. Here's what I think about this. I do not advocate violence. It is a last resort. However, if you let a bully, whether it is a child or an adult, and you know who you are, if you are within the sound of my voice, if you let those people constantly get away with a behavior, they'll keep doing it. They will keep doing it. It will get worse. And then we have this learned helplessness. So I told her I thought it was okay that her son took a crack at the bully and made him bleed. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that because this was an ongoing behavior where the kid just felt like he had to fight back. So
I dealt with the same thing in middle school.
Tell me what
son.
You think. Yeah,
I totally agree. I told my son long, long, long time ago, I don't believe in causing trouble, and you better not go to the school and cause any trouble, because you will be in a lot of trouble when you get home. But you better not let anybody ever get in your face without standing up for yourself, because what you allow is what's going to continue.
Exactly.
And it just had reached a point, and my son had never, ever been in a fight or anything. But he was in the locker room where there are no cameras. But I had already been dealing with an issue with him not wanting to go to school. And at that point, I did not have texting on their phones. They could only call because I wasn't ready for them to be glued to their phone. So he would go to the bathroom and call me, and he would be crying, just come get me, just come get me. We talked to so many professionals trying to figure out what was going on, found out it was a bullying issue, and it was happening in the locker rooms where there was no cameras. There can't be cameras in there. And eventually, he just took it all he could, and he fought back and made this other child bleed. And of course, they were both there's a zero tolerance, so he had to leave that day, and then so he was suspended for that day. And I think there was the ISS, which is in school suspension. He had to go in for 2 days and do his work, you know, alone with this teacher. But you know what? He didn't get in trouble. And I was totally okay with it. I'm totally okay with taking it for yourself, because everybody is not like you. Everybody does not have the heart like you. And to become a doormat to anybody, even at the middle school age, is not acceptable. I don't ever want there to be a time that my children feel like they have to back down ever.
I'm with you, sister.
Because they're intimidated by anyone. I don't want them to be intimidated ever. I agree.
I think, and if we teach this while they're young, maybe, just maybe, when they become adults in the working world, they'll realize they can't get away with that crap. Because I got to tell you, just recently, I've been taking a lot of crap, and I'm about done. And so there are some of you who may have seen my post about semi-retirement. There's a part of me that's just done with the BS. I'm just done. I'm not taking crap from anybody anymore. I just want to live my life. I've decided I just want to go be in suburbia and do the things that I have a passion for. I really like Alex Divogorsky. I think he's a good guy. He's a lot of fun. When we travel together, he's no trouble. The crowds love him. He loves them. We have some other folks that we work with, and I think it will be a very small group. But personally, I also feel bullied by the industry that I have loved since I was 19 years old. And I have to tell you, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I think that's a song.
It was in the movie network.
Ah, well, you know, when you stand up for yourself, and when you learn who you are, and you're not intimidated, I'm hoping that for my children, as far as speaking about them, I hope that they grow up to be leaders and people, you know, that they're not followers, and they can lead and they can be bosses of whatever they need to be, because they realize who they are and they stand for what they believe in. And I just want them to be strong-minded. And I think that starts even in elementary school, middle school, where you stand up to people who try to intimidate you.
Yeah, there's a lot of bullying organizations. I find a lot of celebrities and quasi-celebrities have jumped on the bandwagon because, you know, including, well, I won't name names at this point, but there are a number of people that I know who have jumped on this bandwagon. This isn't a bandwagon. This is a problem. This is the kind of problem that sometimes leads to mass shootings in schools. So parents, talk to your kids. Your kid could just be the bully, not the one being bullied. So that's a problem.
Yes, and it's the parent is always the last one to know.
Yep.
They don't believe their kids could do that. And sometimes I wonder, because I know some parents, we're a tight-knit community, and I'll think to myself, if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't be happy.
Exactly. So I would just say, once again, it is just time to talk to your kids and make sure they're not being bullied and that they're not the bully. And remember, they're learning from you.
Yes.
So there, I'm stepping off my soapbox. Okay, let's talk about the reality of reality for a moment. So it's sort of good news. Tyra Banks, who I kind of like, she's got a new show that's coming. And it's going to be on ABC in 2015. So notice that segue. We're going back to some good news. In 2015, called The Fab. And The Fab, I'm not sure what it's even going to be about, but she's seems like an ensemble cast. And I think it's going to be naturally about fashion and all things fab. I didn't see a casting for this, so it should be interesting to see. But not till next year on ABC. My former employer. Yay. Growing Up Gotti. Do you remember that show?
I do. Well, I remember the blonde woman that always had the really big bags and big lips. I think she was a wife.
That was, right? Victoria Gotti. I would be very careful for what you said about how, because Victoria is the daughter of John Gotti, a right?
Ah.
He was, as far as I know, he was just a zipper salesman. But according to reports, he was a mobster in the mafia, a.k.a. the mafia. So his daughter, who actually does some writing, I believe, for The Star and some other things, got a reality show just when, you know, like 10 years ago when things were quite different. And it was called Growing Up Gotti, and so much of it focused on her three sons, who are now adults, as you would imagine, after 10 years, or at least we think they're adults. And they're bringing it back for a special, Growing Up Gotti, 10 years later. And that's going to be on A&E. I don't know. It should be interesting to see what the guys have done with their lives, see what her lips look like and her hair. She always had great hair, I'll say that.
But we'll never know. I bet that's not even her real hair.
Well, you know, I've had extensions in the past, so I don't have a problem with that. She may be adding to it to give it a little oom-pa-pa.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
You have more hair than 50 people.
I know. And to be so short, I wonder how I even carry it all. That's, you know, maybe that's why I'm kind of strong.
Do you have back trouble at all?
No.
All right. And just, this is a kind of a shameless plug that they didn't pay for. Tell me what you use on your hair again.
I use coconut oil on my hair, but I use Pureology. It's a professional product. And I get it at my beauty supply, but I love it. I love Pureology, but I do sleep in coconut oil often, so I wash my pillowcase a lot.
Wow.
I know. That's Trisha's beauty secret for the day.
For the day. I had no idea. We've gone from bullying to coconut oil. Who knew?
Yes, who knew?
All right, so we talked about Tyra. We talked about Growing Up Gotti coming back for a special. It's always worth to mention that Kris Jenner, you know, gosh, I don't know what to say about her sometimes. So this is actually not a story about her ex-husband, but...
Or ex-wife.
Good one.
Ba-da-bop.
But I got to tell you, apparently she's been busted again using Photoshop. Now, I'm kind of okay with Photoshop. At my advanced age, I'm all about Photoshop and Botox and everything else. But there was a picture on Instagram with she and Gordon Ramsay. And she wrote, you know, thanks so much, Gordon. Shout out, blah, blah. Anyway, he looked fabulous. She looked fabulous. He, I know, has lots of lines in his face. Well, P.S., she Photoshopped it before uploading it. But the picture, apparently she didn't know, got uploaded by someone else. And you can see in both of them, Gordon and Kris, they've got many more lines on their faces in the one that wasn't Photoshopped.
Well, I think Kris put it, she did Instagram and she used a filter on Instagram, but she didn't know that Gordon Ramsay put it on, I think he might have tweeted it and said, you know, thanks for the, I don't know, thanks for the time in the kitchen or thanks so much, I think, for the shout out for your whatever. And so it was on his website, but then she put it on her Instagram and they look completely different. But, I mean, when you put a picture on Instagram, you automatically have the option of using one of their filters. Who doesn't do that? I think this is one time where I'm kind of on her side because everybody does that. So to beat her up over an Instagram filter is kind of mean.
Well, she's over 50 and she looks fabulous for being over 50. But I guess, again, it just kind of looks tacky. Just be. I mean, she looks wonderful. Most women would die to look like her that are 10 years younger. So
I guess she's promoting a cookbook. That's why she was on with him. That always makes me laugh. Because
Wait a minute.
She hasn't cooked in 30 years.
So I was going to go really Brooklyn on this and go, bitch hasn't been in a kitchen in I don't know how long.
I know. I bet she has not cooked her own meal in many, many years. But I guess this is one area that she has not whored herself out or her daughters. So now they're going to walk, go and take some time in the kitchen.
Oh, man. Just when you thought it was safe.
She's going to do it with a pretty Photoshop face.
That's not right. All right, we'll move on. So Bravo reality star Geneva Thomas. So I don't know. She's just, again, one of those crazy people. And she hit somebody over the head she cracked a bottle and hit them over the head. This happened in New York City. They were there for a shoot of Blood, Sweat, and Heels, which I would love to be on, except quite frankly, I'm not getting a criminal record for any reality show. She got a little cray-cray, hit somebody over the head, and she has been charged with felony assault. Mm-hmm. So because you're on reality doesn't mean you have to be dramatic all the time. And Keith Urban, moving on, completely different. He is returning as a judge for the third season, his third season on American Idol. Again, with Jennifer Lopez, Harry Connick Jr., and Ryan Seacrest. So here's a question. So he's a cool guy, but will you be watching American Idol this year?
I quit watching American Idol when Simon left. That was when it was over for me.
How is this show still on the air?
I don't know anybody that watches. Do you?
No.
I don't know anyone that watches, but apparently someone does.
I just don't get it. I don't understand. Call us at 310-919-4271 if you still watch American Idol. And you can tell me, I will give you some kind of prize if you can tell me right now who won last year. You have to call within the next 30 seconds. I don't give you a lot of time to Google and call. You would need to be dialing now. 310-919-4271. Who won last year?
I don't have any idea. I don't even know who the hosts were last year.
And who cares? I guess that's where I would go with that.
Yes.
Moving on. So this story is near and dear to my heart. There's a lot going on in the world right now that's breaking, particularly in Canada, but we'll get to that in a moment. Jennifer Garner was a featured singer at Elle's Women in Hollywood event on Monday. And she said, she talked about sexism here in Hollywood.
She told that happens in Hollywood?
Oh, perish the thought. Perish. But I got to tell you, it does. I feel that, particularly as you get older, so you have a combination of sexism and ageism. But she told the crowd, and again, she's a beautiful young woman. She's married to Ben Affleck. She has children. But she said, the fact that there even needs to be a Women in Hollywood event is a bit sad. Men in Hollywood is just every day. They don't need an event. It's just called Hollywood. But she said 51% of the population should not have to have a schedule, should not have to schedule an event to celebrate the fact that in an art that tells the story of what it means to be human and alive, we get to play a part. So for example, she said, my husband and I do the same job. Not long ago, we both had one of those magical days. We call it a junket, where we both attended events when people come in every 4 minutes, ask you the same questions over and over, you know the drill. We got home at night, we compared notes. I told him every single person who interviewed me, everyone, she said, this is not an exaggeration, asked her, how do you balance work and family? And he said the only thing people asked him about repeatedly were the boobs in the blurred lines video. And so, you know, work-life balance, she said no one asked him about that. And as a matter of fact, no one has ever asked him about that. And they share the same family. And isn't it time to change the conversation? So let me ask you, down in Atlanta, do you think there's sexism? I know you sing many times for the Braves organization. Do you, just in everything you do, do you see if there's, do you feel that there's any sexism?
I do. It seems like we have to act or be a certain way to even get any kind of acknowledgement or acceptance. But men don't have to do that.
Yeah, it's a different world. I don't know that we'll ever change it. What you can do is do your best
but you know, as women, we're pressured to look a certain way, to be a certain way, to dress a certain way, to be a certain weight. And if you can't compare yourself to Hollywood or even Jennifer Garner, who just went on in the last month to say, yes, I have a stomach. I've had 3 kids. So, of course, I have a stomach. But, you know, it was big news. That was trending at one point because everybody thought she was pregnant. You know, if that were to happen to me, just in my private life, I would be kind of mortified. This woman had it plastered everywhere, asking if she was pregnant, to the point to where she went on Ellen to say, no, I'm not pregnant, but I've had 3 kids, so I have a stomach. But we are so pressured to look a certain way and be a certain way that in real life, it isn't reality. So we strive and strive. But it isn't just society. It's men that make us feel like we have to be a certain way. It's not you.
I'm going to take it a step further and say it's also some women.
Yes, right.
And sadly, I think millennial women are in a different head than Gen X or boomers, just very different. And it's cutthroat, it's nasty. But I think here in Hollywood, certainly, if you're not a California blonde, you know, just stunningly beautiful, tiny little body, I mean, you have to be an extra small. If you don't fit that mold, you're going to have a hard time. And I also think, I mean, on top of all the sexism and ageism, I think we also have issues of nepotism. It's a day to talk about isms. And there are people in this business who get gigs with TV networks and film companies that, quite frankly, couldn't find their ass with both hands. But somebody got them in. Somebody gets them in, and that's just the way it goes. It's not a complaint. It's just an observation, and it is based in fact. And I have been dealing with that just recently. So I'm very, very, very pissy today. But we're going to move on. But good for Jennifer Garner for speaking out for women. There is breaking news right now in Canada. Apparently in Ottawa, there's been a shooting. There were some issues yesterday there as well. I don't know the details. I just know that according to what I am reading, there was a shooting that occurred this morning inside the building of the Parliament in Ottawa. Interestingly, someone I know was flying to Ottawa on Monday, and so I know that they are there. Do not know, have not heard from this person. Apparently, there was a shooting yesterday as well. So, I don't know, but on Friday, we'll tell you more as to what's going on and if it's actually terrorism, or because it's not a high crime area. There are more people in the state of California than there are in the whole country of Canada. Most people don't know that.
Cold up there.
It's cold. As Alex Debogorsky would say, there's more bears than there are people. But, and then another news still. This is sort of interesting. How much have we heard about Ebola recently?
Way too much. I'm kind of done with it, but I don't think we can be.
And we talk about Africa, right? That, oh, this is all coming out of Africa. Do you know, this is fascinating, the number of deaths in Africa, just for example, if we started in March of this year, you know what the number one killer was?
What?
HIV/AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking 620,000 people. Followed by malaria, 320,000, hunger, over 200,000 people, TB, 124,000. This one's strange to me. Syphilis at 26,000. I'm not touching that one.
That's what he said.
Exactly, not without gloves. But lowest one with under 4,500 deaths, Ebola. And the only thing that comes to mind is that the percentage is 70%. If you get Ebola while you're in Africa, here's a 70% chance you're going to die. So in my looking at these numbers, I suspect that's the reason that it gets so much press and the fact that we're bringing people here for treatment now. But it's interesting to think of, we still have a huge fight at a global level with HIV/AIDS, but just to use
my husband deals, works in healthcare and is a pharmacist, and he has told me before, you don't hear much about AIDS, like not like you used to, when it was just so in the news and so talked about because just a prevention more than anything,
right?
And he told me one time that we would be stunned at the amount of prescriptions that he would fill for AIDS patients because people just don't really think about it. I mean, he obviously has HIPAA laws and it couldn't tell me or whatever, but he says it's very much alive and well and sees it all the time.
It's just awful. And it's one of the reasons why I continue to contribute to that cause. We need more research. I don't know. There are so many different stories as to why it hasn't been wiped out yet. It does seem that those who have means, those who are wealthy, who can afford the HIV drugs, do have a better, chance of surviving and having a good life versus the working class and the poor who can't afford all that medication. So that's a problem, and I think we need to keep all that in perspective. In other news, in South Africa, Oscar Pistorius, he's the guy who shot his girlfriend through a bathroom door. Beautiful girlfriend.
Yes.
And he got only 5 years in prison.
But I thought that he was acquitted earlier. Was he not? I thought he was not guilty. No?
House arrest.
Well, interestingly, it's kind of, so this has gone back and forth because I think my understanding was he didn't get any time. Frankly, if he was a black man, he would have gotten 30 years. But this double amputee Olympic runner will only serve a sixth of his sentence. So he's going to, so he was sentenced to 5 years. He will do 10 months for killing a beautiful 27-year-old woman. That's crazy. I just don't understand it. I mean, calling it white justice, and I have to agree that that's exactly what it is. If this were someone of color, this person would have been given hard time and not just a few months. Because you know what the message to me is? Hey, you can kill somebody and lose less than half of a, lose less than a year of your life doing time for it, and you'll get away with it.
Yes, yes.
I got a problem.
Unfortunately, that is facts, and it happens more than you would realize.
And I think it also happens all over our country, too. I mean, clearly we're seeing lots of issues with regard to law enforcement. It seems, and I've even seen just being black, you get stopped. Men of color, especially, if they just, I mean, there was a young black man in a Walmart who, you know, they sell guns. And I think it was an air rifle. I'm not really sure. But
we've talked about that.
Yeah, picked it up. And the next thing you know, he's dead. So, you know, it's not just South Africa. It's kind of everywhere. And we need to take a look at, are we going backwards in time with regard to racism? And I think we might be. But I need to change the topic to something bright and shiny that I know is near and dear to your heart. You want to talk about Starbucks?
Hey, I heard something about Starbucks. And more importantly, I heard that there may be no more Starbucks lines. Starbucks customers, that I'm one of them. And I have said before that if you have to go to Starbucks and it takes you more than 30 seconds to order, go study the menu and Google it before you go to the line, because you'll be standing there. And I was behind someone the other day who said, well, they were trying to work with them and find them a drink that they would like. And I actually heard them say, but, well, I really don't like coffee.
Oh.
I thought, oh, my God, then go to Dairy Queen and get a milkshake. This is not the place for you. Move on, move on. But there's always a line. And, you know, sometimes in the morning there's a huge line. But the chain they're putting out an ad this year that will let customers pre-order what they want from their phones even before going into the store. And it looks like the testing will involve iPhones, yay, and 150 Starbucks locations in Portland, Oregon, with testing to be extended to Android phones, sorry guys, during a national rollout next year. So you'll be able to order your Starbucks, and then it says you might have to wait about 5 minutes to pick up your coffee or food after ordering from the app.
So that's interesting, because I'm trying to picture what's bigger, a grande coffee or the iPhone 6 Plus?
Actually, the Trenta tea probably is comparable to the iPhone 6.
Good God, that's large then. So, and don't drive with either of those in your hand. But that's interesting. I think, I must admit, Starbucks has always been technologically sort of in the forefront.
It's kind of like Apple in the coffee shop world.
Exactly, it really is, and I have to tell you, I enjoy having meetings at Starbucks. Quite frankly, where order some coffee, and especially if you bring your own cup, you get, I think, a dime off or something. Not that that would break us, but you go in, you can have meetings. You don't have to bring anybody to your office that you don't necessarily want there because they could be serial killers. And but the biggest problem I've had up to this point, beside cost, has been quite frankly, has been the amount of time, especially prime time, right? So in the morning you go in, it could be a 20-minute wait, and you know, even the drive through could be,
yeah, and there are no couches to sit on, and
no,
it's just all full, and you have to hold your laptop.
Yeah, that's so I would just like to say kudos, Starbucks. Maybe the coffee bean and tea leaf will have the same type of service, but they're not nearly as big. So we're going to get ready to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about some crazy WTF things, and that is whiskey tango Foxtrot. And we've got a lot. Bizarre stories, flavors, Toys R Us, and more. So we'll be right back with more Ladies Room Radio Show with Marianne and Trish.
You're listening to The Ladies Room. We'll be right back in just a moment. Now, back to the Ladies Room.
And we are back at the Ladies Room Radio Show. I'm Marianne.
Hey, I am Trish.
And you are so chipper. I think if you were an animated character, you might be Thumper or something.
It just depends on what kind of mood I'm in, I guess.
Yeah, just
I'm not always chipper. Not always. I mean, just ask my family.
You're chipper. Oh, okay. That could be a whole different segment called Ask My Family.
But they push me that way. Oh, you know what? That would be a great segment. Ask My Family. But I would make them just submit their answers. I wouldn't let them dare on air. They would throw me under the bus.
I would just say, find my family if you can. All right, I have a question for you.
So yes.
Tell me about this new Lay's potato chip flavor. This is insane.
Yes. Now, did you do any of the – that there was – there were three competitors with a Lay's annual do us a flavor contest to become its newest potato chip flavor. There was, there was a mango salsa, cheddar, bacon, mac and cheese, right, and cappuccino. Now, I just saw the cappuccino in the store Monday. Actually, my daughter pointed it out. I did not try that. I couldn't. Ugh. So anyway, there was another one that I really, really, really liked, the wasabi ginger. And it beat out the other three competitors and won the Do Us a Flavor contest. So it looks like they'll get, they had been Macbeth, this 35-year-old nurse. I think she submitted the wasabi ginger. I wonder if she likes Japanese food and eats wasabi a lot. For her contest winnings, she'll get either $1 million or a percentage of 1 year of wasabi ginger potato chip sales, whichever is more. Wow. Now, I've helped her along. So, there would be a couple of times that I'd go in there and buy two or three bags of those at a time. Did you
really
like them? Mm-hmm, I loved them. Do you don't like them?
No. The most I'll go is sour cream and onion.
No way!
I'm old. I have a sensitive stomach. Just the thought of that makes me ill. And I can't imagine.
Do you eat sushi? Do you eat wasabi?
No, I don't eat that either. I'm an Italian woman. You know, it's meatballs, maybe some sausage and peppers, you know, something
I
like
think
that.
in the South, we'll eat anything that won't eat us. I mean, you know, fried possum. I mean, you know, whatever doesn't kill us first, we'll put in our mouth.
Wow.
Yeah,
So does the whole family like this new flavor?
well, me and my oldest daughter do, but I don't think anybody else really cares about chips like we do. But that's my weakness. Horrible weakness. Horrible, horrible weakness.
Really? So I'm thinking that let's see if I it's probably chocolate, but I love cinnamon too.
Oh, really? Well, see, the cappuccino I think has a like a mapley flavor, and I can't stand that with anything. The fake maple. I mean, like if your kids, it makes me think of little kids who ate pancakes for breakfast and they stink like syrup the rest of the day because it's
Ew.
probably in their hair. I
Ew.
hate that smell. So that's why I'm thinking I didn't try the cappuccino. And but who would want a cappuccino potato chip?
I don't know, but now if there's caffeine in it and it's got crunch, then actually maybe I'm okay with that, but we'll.
If it's got toasted coconut on the top and maybe cocoa beans, maybe we would talk about it.
Maybe so. All right, here's our last story that we're going to talk about today. And you know, Christmas is coming, and
It is.
typically TV, film, there's so many, you know, merchandising deals, licensing deals that come from TV shows. Toys R Us has just pulled an action figure based on the TV show Breaking Bad. There was a petition collected with over 6,000 signatures, starting with a Florida mom who was, you know, she didn't like the idea that this little figure, what we would call a doll, represents a dangerous deviation from the family-friendly values that Toys R Us is known for. Apparently, Walter White's figurine, again, this doll, is holding a gun and a bag of crystal meth.
No, it's not powdered sugar. I
There
mean,
you go. See, they've got.
she's one of the cause trouble. Just cause trouble. I wouldn't know the difference. I would think, oh, he's going to bake a cake.
I just couldn't believe it, but they have pulled it. My question is, who thought it was a good idea? Most kids should not have been watching that show anyway, and you know, and maybe if they did, they'd watch it with their parents. But it would take a parent to actually buy it. I am sure for the Walter White figurines that did hit the Toys R Us stores, they are now collector's items.
Yeah, eBay, baby, eBay.
eBay. So all day long on eBay. I'm going to go there after we're done now and take a look and see if I can buy some and
See
resell.
how much they are. I want to know how much they are.
I want to make some money on them, but if they're sky high, we'll report back on that on Friday. But with that, our time is done for today because it's time for you to go take your dance lesson.
It is time for my dance lesson. I'm
Dancing
going
with
to go
the
shake my thing.
Stars. Shake your thing. You shake it hard, girl. And we'll be back on Friday with the Friday edition of the Ladies Room Radio Show. So you be sure to come back. You write down the number for Friday because we know you were scared to call today. 310-919-4271. Look for us on Facebook and Twitter, the Ladies Room RM Radio Show. We'll hear you on Friday. Bye for now.
Have a good day. We'll see you on Friday. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to this edition of The Ladies Room.